Up Life.
We're coming in hot from the multimedia stage in the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans, Louisiana.
We're jumping in with some of the highest flying, down and dirty home improvement problem solvers in the game.
Tyler Weisler, the New York design guy and HGTV design star. Game Dayer homes in on how you can tell good design by the smile on your face and talks tastemaking for OpenSky.com.
Jeff Devlin, host of DIY Network's I Hate My Bath, drops his tools and picks up a microphone to talk bathrooms, remodeling realities, and what he's really doing with that angle grinder.
And Chris Terrell, CEO of HomeAdvisor.com, serves up some pain reliever for the home improvement headaches we've all had and checks down how HomeAdvisor gets it done.
It's time to take flight, plug in, and power up.
Right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad you walked into my night. Into my Fix It Up Life.
This is My Fix It Up Life, and we are inside the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. KBiz for those in the know.
Those in the know, it's KBiz, and on Twitter it's KBiz2013.
And this is my wife, Teresa.
Yes, and this is my husband, Mark.
And
we spend all day together, every day.
We do, to the point where we know each other so well, we've gone around full circle to the point where we don't know each other at all and actually introduce ourselves.
Really?
That might be stretching it a hair.
We do spend so much time together, so it's nice to come to a huge convention center like this, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, which is the largest trade show for the kitchen and bath professionals in the world. To have so many people be around us so we're not alone, like in our office or on a job site or wherever we are.
You know, sometimes it
we
does...
We need a lot of people to intervene with us.
It does get a little lonely designing, building a radio show. And maybe what we should do instead of elocute, which we do so well...
Is talk to our
Hold
guests.
On, I need to stand up for that. Is talk up to our guests
yes.
who may know, in fact, more than we do.
Who's not only a design star, he's a tastemaker as well.
Okay, and Tyler Weisler, I hope I have that right.
Whistler.
God! William, start the show again.
I think his name is actually Weisler, but he just wants to make you feel bad.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's good.
Now I don't even know what to call you, Bill.
Well, I am really kind of disappointed right now because we follow you on Twitter, and it's at New York NY Design Guy.
Correct.
And I saw that you tweeted out that there's a billboard of Zatarain's. And
how
do people really, really eat that here in New Orleans?
Do people in New Orleans really eat Zatarain's? It's
redundant.
But I saw a billboard, and I took a picture of my phone. I don't have it on me. I was going to show it to you that, you know, I was following you, and I was thinking of you as I was coming into New Orleans today.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
So either it's a fake, and nobody here eats
it's
it, and they're just
the
selling
tourists.
The whole mojo with jazz guy and the whole routine, or they need to pick up their market share.
Probably. I don't know. But I think it's good product placement because we're thinking about that while we're here in New Orleans. And I'm excited to meet you.
Same here, guys. Thank you.
And I want to know all about the furniture and everything you're doing at Open Sky. What are you doing? And what is a taste maker?
And can I be one?
Yes. What are the qualifications for a taste maker?
One too?
When do I start?
How do you apply for that job?
Hi, you don't know me. When do I start?
Open Sky actually approached me, which was really awesome. They are an online retailer kind of along the lines of Fab.com, Joston Main, One Kings Lane. But they went with the premise of getting celebrities together and tastemakers together to basically call our favorite things and just sell them for you to enjoy. So we're not married to any brand of any sort. It's, if I love this water... I want you to know about this water. It's almost like Oprah's favorite things. It's, you know, I want you to know about this stuff, and I want you to be a part of my life and my lifestyle and what makes me happy. So that's basically what Open Sky is all about. It's kind of this Facebook shopping experience in a boutique-type environment.
So can you are there so many things that you couldn't even start to mention a few that have really caught your eye and made you happy, or...
do you have, like, smaller collections that we can get our heads around here?
There are a lot of small collections. You know, like, one of the things that I found a few months back at the New York Gift Show was a plexiglass frame from Wexel Art, and it was genius. It's basically a piece of plexiglass that hangs on the wall as a frame, but it's interchangeable. So the art can be hung with magnets. It's perfect for a kid's room, and I know you guys
okay,
have kids.
Okay, I'm with you on this.
It is...
When she
genius,
leans back,
genius.
That means she's more interested.
No, I really want to know more about it. So it's with magnets, it's plexiglass, and you can change
plexiglass, magnets on the four corners.
Uh-huh.
Makes your art, your photos interchangeable. Mm-hmm. So there's a constant evolution of your space, which is what everybody wants. I mean, nobody wants to be in a stale environment all the time. And it makes your kids feel good to know that, you know, the newest thing that they created is up there for display. Instead of just putting a magnet on the fridge, this is a piece of art.
You know, we have a four-year-old, and there is something that comes home every day, and it's multiple things that he creates in preschool every day. So we would have to basically wallpaper his whole room or the whole living room with these to interchange them out because of all the stuff that you get from school that they make.
I've got a seven-year-old. I can relate.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What model number, B or G? No one understands what to do with that question.
B.
B.
He has a B.
He has a B. Model number B.
B7.
B7?
Yeah, it's like Bingo or something. That's insane, honey.
Oh, that's awesome. So you get the actual square acre of forest coming home from school all the time.
It is crazy. It's a small phone book of a random assortment of stuff. I mean, and it's awesome. But you don't want to throw it away. Do you throw this stuff away? I've got piles and piles of my kid's stuff in his closet that it's pointless.
Basically, it's a daily situation where I sift through, and there's some stuff you don't need because there's the two-point font with a list of every event in the world, and then you get that drawing of the shamrock or, you know, the Easter Bunny or whatever those things are that come home. You're like, this is a never-again thing.
Well, the thing
except there's 200 more coming.
I do go through them when they come home, and I put some in the recycling, and I keep them. But then I always ask our four-year-old Jack, what is this that you made? This is beautiful. And then he'll tell me the story of it, and it's like a line across the paper, and I'm like, the story was so good, I can't throw this piece.
Because he's proud of it. He did it.
Yeah, with this crayon line on it, because it's a ship that's going through the sea, and there's pirates, and there's... not on the paper. It's just all in his imagination.
Right up in there.
Yes. So he sells me on. He's a good salesman.
And as much as this is us sort of pulling out our wallets and showing each other pictures of our children, I'm sure you love your children, but you don't love our children. We get that.
They love our children. I think
Tyler,
as a mother, everyone loves my kids.
That's where people go wrong. And they pull out the thing with all the pictures. And you're like, look, man, I don't care about
it. I want to know what you're curating, what you're looking around here at the Kitchen and Bath Show. Have you seen anything that has you've had a love affair with already?
Well, you know, it's tough. I haven't really had a chance to walk the show yet. We've been over at the KBiz Design Studio launching some new software, showing design development with this new technology that's out there. So I've been a little wrapped up with that. So I'm really excited to get walking around and see what new stuff is out there.
Well, so what's the new software?
It's kind of like an iPhone that's been jacked up on a touchscreen TV, but it's very interactive. So as a designer, to use this software and show a client very visually what's going on, and then to have the capability of in that conversation maybe dialing up your husband or wife or contractor to jump in on the conversation and actually have them see what you guys are looking at on the screen at the same time to make decisions happen, or if there's a problem on the construction site where you're like, you need
yes,
a visual.
Yes, it doesn't fit.
Yeah,
you need a visual.
I can't get
that
tile
on their side.
Special order. We need to get a different tile. And is this one going to work?
Look at these options. Look at your computer screen. See what works. And it becomes very interactive. And that's the amazing, wonderful thing about this. Among multiple parties.
I dig that. Well, speaking of parties, segue.
What?
You're a working designer. You do designs. You're in people's houses. You're in your office. You got all your stuff going. And then, boom, you're on HGTV Design Star.
Yeah.
Big transition, small transition, totally different, little bit the same, all of the above.
No, it's a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy up in there. They can probably hear me from the HGTV booth.
So how is it different for you from working with clients to working with the crazy schedule of production and TV and the whole set?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you don't actually see when you're doing a reality competition series, and the restraints that you have and the amount of time that you really have to do a project. When they say 3 days, I mean, 3 days doesn't mean three 24-hour days. It could mean an 8-hour day, a 5-hour day, and then a 2-hour day. And that's 3 days. But, you know, they're going to tell you it's three days.
Oh, a 2-hour day. That would really...
So, you
but
know.
I'm not ready.
Sad face here.
But I'm still not ready.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how many times everybody just wanted to break down and cry, but you're in go mode. You have no choice. The cameras are on you. You need to produce something.
How big or small of a challenge is it to be away from the place and the tools you use to actually design every day? Like, do you not know where the pencil sharpener is, and that like takes 15 minutes and you're struggling?
Yes, the entire show is a struggle, and that's what it's about. It's about how quickly you can adapt and figure things out. For example, on our kitchen challenge, we actually never got any of the thin set for any of our tiles. So they're like, work it out. And we're like, what do you mean work it out? So we are siliconing and caulking stuff up, because basically you're building a set.
Chewing gum and sticking it up, anything you can.
Whatever you can do.
Peanut butter.
This segment of my Fix It Up Life is brought to you by Mentos. Mentos is the fresh sticker.
Oh, my goodness. That is so fantastic.
Use what you had on hand.
Use what you have on hand, and you make it work. I mean, you...
To create the look. No, I get exactly where you're going with that.
Does that sort of push you to beyond your comfort zone and make you sort of innovate in ways that made it better?
Everything is pushing you beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show, is to really push the boundaries of what you think is possible. I think the greatest... challenge to showcase that was the White Room Challenge. And, you know, for our season, they just sent us to a grocery supply store and said, here's $1,000, go buy stuff and install it. Make a room. And, you know, so I bought 500 bottles of water and I made a chaise. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Would I do that normally? No.
Did that chair float?
No.
Did you take that chair down
like
the Mississippi
house, right?
to get here? Do
you have that installation at your home?
No, actually, production drank the rest of it during the filming.
Oh, fantastic. So what are you working on right now? Like, what did you leave in your normal life to come all the way to New Orleans for the Kitchen Bath Show?
Right now, I'm actually in the midst of doing a charity event next week, which I'm really proud to be a part of. It's the second year that I've been a part of it. Ninth year that the charity event's actually going on. It's through Housing Works in New York City. It's an organization that helps people living with HIV and AIDS and homelessness. So they actually build new buildings. They rehabilitate buildings. They get these people in their comfortable homes, because part of the healing process is to have a place to live and call home. And so they actually outfit these homes beautifully, and they use the help of designers. So this particular event, they asked 50 designers from around everywhere to come in, design vignettes that are all donation-based. So we call on our favorite vendors and say, hey, give us what you can. And everything is sold for at least 50% off. So these are brand-new items. So if I get a $5,000 sofa, the maximum that it will sell for is $2,500.
Wow.
All the proceeds then go back into Housing Works. Last year, we reached just under $1 million in that one event. So it's an amazing, amazing thing.
And is that housingworks.org?
Housingworks.org, I believe, yes.
Wow, that is
design
amazing.
On a dime. That
50 designers, you say?
It's about 50 designers every year, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and the press just gets better and better.
Where does it take place?
The Metropolitan Pavilion on 18th Street in Manhattan. This year's chairs are Genevieve Gorder from HGTV, Sabrina Soto from HGTV, Laura Spencer from HGTV.
Do they know about design at all?
No.
Okay, good. So you've got a rookie panel.
I'm glad
panel.
You're there, though, to teach them, because that will be really good. 50 designers, that must be crazy, and then you're all working there together.
Simultaneously trying to install within a day's time, just so this thing can happen, so people can come in and shred it apart, because literally it's a kind of cash and carry situation.
We're going to cash and carry ourselves into a break, so please check out Tyler Whistler at TylerWhistlerHome.com, at NYDesignGuy on Twitter, Facebook.com, Tyler.Whistler, check out his Design Star episodes on HGTV and check us out. We'll be back with more from the Kitchen and Bath Show with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Well, I woke up in mid-afternoon, cause that's when it all hurts the most. I never know anyone at the party, the more we lose. Dreams are like movies and memories, I film about ghosts.
Got paint prep? Do it the hide way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Old faces met, lies and soul. Old secrets that bought and sold, and we forgot the little things mattered most. We were young. Then I grabbed the wheel, checked the map. Drive my bill, go correct, hit the gas and come back home to you.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
We're at the Kitchen and Bath Show, and the devil is in the detail.
We're doing it Philly style right now.
Yeah. I don't know if that is Philly style or people just say that or if I have my own mojo
I don't know, but Jeff Devlin, who is from down the street from where we live, who we don't really see too much, what's the deal with that?
They have me working all the time.
Oh.
You know, we get to see each other at these events and bouncing around.
I think it might also have to do with 10 chickens, 3 dogs, 2
kids. You guys are going to go there?
2 kids, yes.
All right, to update
and one
you.
Wife.
Yeah, so far. She's the one that got the 10 chickens. And now, mind you, we added 8 more chickens, so I think we're up to 18. We're to 3 dogs now, 2 potbelly pigs, 3 rabbits. I know an alpaca and a Nigerian dwarf goat is in her history as well.
Blue
so
stars,
you,
yellow moon, and green clover. This segment brought to you by Lucky Charms.
You travel around the country helping people renovate their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You come home, and you meet your
and
new
I'm a
pet.
Farmer.
Yes.
Yep.
I got another chicken.
I got
another pig. I got another rabbit.
The things that I get excited, I deal with, for lack of a better term, crap in the bathroom. But when I go home, I now have to figure out how to get it all from the yard into somewhere else.
How big
Jeff
is your
Devlin.
Compost bin?
Jeff Devlin, king of poo.
You know, we'd like to announce Jeff's new show. I hate
corn.
Crap.
Corn. That's what I want to call it.
Corn.
It's weird.
What is an
it'll
alpaca?
Work. I think it's like a furry
like a
ostrich
dog?
Looking thing. I don't get that involved. That's my wife's area, and I said yes for the first couple animals, thinking, hey, chickens are great. They're very dirty animals, but when you can walk out and grab a fresh egg and crack it and eat it, I find that that's valuable. Pigs.
Different story.
Bacon. That's what I think about when I think of pig. So therefore, I go out, but they're pets. They lived in
the
house.
Yeah.
They lived in the house with us. For a year.
What are you like
any
Dr. Doolittle?
No, I'm not. My wife is. I just would like to stay married, so I keep my mouth shut and tell my wife how pretty she looks. Like, you look so pretty today.
Until
sweetheart.
The day you come home from helping someone renovate a project for DIY Network and there's an elephant in your bed.
That,
and she says, here you go,
buddy. Yeah. You know what? There is a situation like that sort of happened recently. Not an elephant, but have you ever heard of a thing called a finger monkey? No, it's not some weird term or something like that. But it's basically a monkey that's like as big as your finger. And she's
oh my
like,
goodness,
I won't.
Yes.
There you go.
My brother-in-law wants one of those.
And he can't have them, and neither can my wife. No. Like
that thing would be inside your heating system.
You know that those are probably the most mischievous animals in the entire world, and they could get away with murder. I already have 2 kids that get away with murder, and obviously a wife who has more farm animals in the house than outside of the house. But just bad idea altogether. But cute picture.
Now, your daughter
what's
doing...
What's your family photo like? Is it Noah's Ark?
Every time we try to do a Christmas photo or something like that, we got to get the animals involved in it. And I love animals. Believe me, I love them.
Did she dress them up?
No,
she does!
No. She doesn't.
You
can't dress up a pig, but she has like little bow ties or bows for the pigs and stuff like that. You can't really dress up a chicken, other than with barbecue sauce. There's not really much you can do with it. But she does her best to have all the kids hold the animals equally so they get equal love.
You know
it's
what
weird.
I think it is? I think she misses you when you're on the road. She's filling up her love with all the animals.
So Jeff Devlin from DIY Networks, I hate my bath. Yeah. I'm just going to end the conversation about this.
I'm going.
No,
thanks for the counseling, Teresa.
What happened is I just saw you go over the Brooklyn Bridge into here's this side of this is funny to oh my God.
It might be true.
Yeah. So
how your daughter was doing some videos the last time I saw you. You were showing me some videos. She was sort of doing pretending.
Cousins. Oh my God. I gotta meet them. I'm a little starstruck.
We are being show bombed.
That is so cool.
Show bombed.
I'm show bombed by these guys.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, Jeff Devlin, I hate my bath.
Let's grab some chairs.
Anthony.
Want to come up?
John.
Yeah, we'll
come
in.
Come on,
share?
Come on in. Let's have it. Let's make it happen. How are we going to do this?
All right.
No more chairs.
Yeah,
I'll just stand up.
We'll just hang out.
Here, Jim.
I will just stand up.
This is a treat for me. You get stuck in bathrooms all the time. You don't get to see the people that work on similar networks. I got
rock and roll.
I don't want to stand in front of them.
I don't want to stand in front of them either.
We were just meant to come by and listen, not jump up here and screw up the conversation.
It's good to see you guys.
We had a conversation about
it. I feel like
give John some more lead on the wire.
Hold on. I'll just lean like this.
John, do you mind just laying across
this
table?
I can lay across this table a little bit.
You know, be like the Fabulous Baker Boys.
Last time we saw these guys, Mark was climbing a fire pole.
All the handsome guys.
He's always trying to climb a fire pole. Well, after your last discussion, you're talking about physical fitness and all that sort of stuff, and I'm sitting here listening to you guys doing pull-ups. I may be able to get two worked out. I am one of the people that bought P90X 3 days, actually got so sick, I actually threw up and was like, never again. This is for wackos. Then I'm like,
this is for wackos. Check it out with you, P90X. You know, it's funny. Our next guest is Tony Horton.
I'm scared. He scares me.
Now, you guys, are you P90X guys?
No.
Insanity guys?
No.
I just go through. I do the normal gym.
Circuit.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't do the P90X.
Yeah, I don't even. I can't even spell that.
Actually, he comes to our office and grapples the walls and climbs up our firehouse.
He actually climbed the outside of their building.
Good, Mark.
Of our office.
Is this how you go to friends' house and you climb on the furniture like that?
We're like, bye, nice to see you. And then we filmed him climbing up the outside of their brick building.
Yeah,
nice.
And then
he posted it on the internet.
And then he climbed a pole, the fire pole.
Fire pole.
I saw you going up with fire poles.
You guys have a fire pole?
Jeff,
their office is a firehouse.
They have like the every little boy's fantasy office, I swear.
Built in 1896 that we restored. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
you
pretty
would
amazing.
Lose your marbles.
You gotta come over.
We're done. We can't leave now.
Everybody, we're going to Jersey. We're going to Jersey after this.
You know, next year...
Come on up, man.
The Kitchen and Bath Show next year is co-located with the International Builder Show in Las New Jersey, Nevada. It will be... It's just an outside party right in front of Brunelleschi Construction. Big kegs in the firehouse. Did I say that out loud?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about or what date it's on when we get there.
And it'll be on your app, right?
Yes.
You'll have like all the...
We will announce it all.
You guys are putting up projects like crazy on that app.
Yeah.
We have an app.
I've got the phone. You got a fan.
Hold on. Somebody get me a phone, man.
Can I borrow your phone, please?
DIY app.
Yes.
Boom.
I already downloaded it.
Let's get some downloads. I want to see servers crashing.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So all the projects we do on the show, we do them again in our firehouse or wherever. And then throw them up on the app, and we generally do giveaways on Facebook, and we give people furniture or whatever
totally
it is that we're
doing.
You
should totally do that, too. Why aren't you doing that?
No, technology, I'm still trying to figure out how to work the phone, let alone...
I got an email from Jeff last year. It was from his daughter.
With my elbow.
Jeff would like to have a beer with you sometime.
No, but what we're doing is we're actually putting up, and you should, we're getting all of our designers... And anyone that has any DIY projects, we're putting them up on the DIY feed.
Yeah, so anything you want to give out to everybody. With David Bronstedt, with John Gidding, with Meg Caswell.
So
we'd love to do a project with you and get
it. Give us an idea.
You heard it. You heard it. There's a lot of people here. This is on tape, so I don't have to sign anything. It's already done.
This is it. This is legally binding, by the way.
Yeah.
Sweet. This supersedes all agreements, past, present,
and we're
going to
get him a BrewCon t-shirt.
Because I can't fit into the... the small T-shirt he's
got. Look at what he has. What is it? Extra small.
This is duct tape.
That's
just
small.
Tape this on.
That's very small.
I
shop in the youth section.
Too.
You know what? You every single time I see you,
God.
You rock boots, a T-shirt, and a different dress every time, and fashionable to the T.
Aww.
You could work with Mark a little bit, maybe some bracelets here and there, maybe doll him up a little bit.
Like some bangles would
you
look good.
You could totally wear my bracelet.
Not bangles.
No.
Yeah, not that
you know I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Mark called Metro.
Yeah.
Come on.
And brace it, buddy.
He called and braced it. When I first met Mark 10 years
ago. Hold on. Are you manicured?
No, I am not.
No, Mark didn't even own a pair of black shoes when I met him 10 years ago.
Disaster area.
And like, we're going to go to dinner. Like, what, like.
Work boots.
Yeah,
work boots.
They seem to work.
Sneakers and like Kivas. That was it.
I think there's a technical
like,
term for those crap kickers. Yeah, I'll wear those out to our date. You wear high heels.
He's got his boots on.
He does.
I have two pairs. I have boots and flip-flops.
So you guys, cousins on call, and Jeff Devlin, I hate my bath. You do bathrooms, but you do all kinds of different projects.
Right.
You guys got going on.
You're coming on. We're doing
on
the bathroom.
Kitchen.
You're coming. We're doing it.
You guys
going.
Are ripping all this stuff up. If you have to pick out of all the projects you could do, you know, like framing or trim or design or tile.
Sure as hell ain't design.
Which one do you think you'd choose? Woodworking, anything?
You know me. I love cabinets, and I love getting lost in a cabinet shop. It's just fun to me.
Where you go.
A couple pieces of plywood, some poplar, and I'm very, very happy. Plumbing, ever since getting thrown into bathrooms, it's a lot of fun.
Anthony solders. He is a mean solderer. Let me tell you right
now. Shark bites have changed. That's how carpenters do plumbing nowadays.
Yeah. Shark bites.
Clunk, and you're done. Wonderful product, but that's my solace. I absolutely find such peace there.
That's your awesome juice?
Yeah, that's my awesome juice.
Awesome juice?
Well, I think Anthony probably would say the same thing. I mean, we love designing and making our own custom furniture. I mean, we've done it on the show a couple times, so if we can get in there and we can come up with just an original design, come up with a table or whatever we're making, I mean, that's the best.
Yeah,
really
I mean,
is.
And then, you know, everybody's favorite stress buster, demolition time. Man. You just go in and rip a room apart.
The one thing
hand.
That's fun about demolition is the demolition, but the cleaning up absolutely blows.
It's the worst.
That's what I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
I got to go
now.
My mom.
Yeah. And actually, and when you watch TV, people are cleaning that up after. It takes a long time. So when we do demo a kitchen or a house, it's a good portion of that afterwards is cleaning it all up.
And you know, it's all about the crew. You guys own a company.
Yep.
It's all about the people that you surround yourselves with. And we have great contractors
totally.
On the shows. And honestly, I feel bad because when I go home a lot of the times, because producers pull you all sorts of different
absolutely.
Ways, as you guys know, you're working on something, you beat the piss out of something, and then you walk away from it, and the contractor goes in. Well, when I'm at my own house, I start going through half of the project, walk away, and be like, tell the kids, well, you guys finish that up. I'll be back later.
Now I know why you have 2 pigs, 18 chickens,
called
an
ADD.
Alpaca. Yeah.
Right.
You put them all to
you
work.
You put them all to work. They all have little, like totally. The chickens have little tool belts and stuff.
Do
you have
pigs,
little brooms.
Do the pigs have sleds on the back to, like,
totally.
Carry plywood in?
Totally.
You know?
Dad.
But you're absolutely right. We have some of the builds that we've done specifically for Cousins on Call when we did the Ellen episode. I mean, we
did
that house.
I actually watched that.
That
was
6 days. And what we always say, there's no way we could have done a project without all the contractors.
No.
I mean, you have 75 guys, 24 hours nonstop. It was amazing. And that's what you need to get. I mean, come on. I don't think anyone's building homes in 6 days. It doesn't normally happen like that.
Yeah, there's not 3 guys out there framing. You're like, hey, we're really fast. Yeah, exactly. Now, are you... So to orchestrate all that, and you on Hate My Bath, and you guys on Cousins on Call, do your heads actually like start leaking out brain juice?
Yes.
And you're like,
is there like a production assistant's job is to like
reading the spreadsheet, like what's next? Where's the trim?
I mean,
the
honestly,
concrete didn't show up.
Because there's two of us. Yeah. I mean, it's a godsend. So I don't know how he does it on his own. I mean, it's
you talk to yourself a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Jeff, you didn't do that right. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I have a wrangler basically, and that's producer. She's basically a glorified babysitter for me. And when I get this look, that means that something has to be done that I'm not comprehending. I'll tell him again. Maybe if we reiterate it. I'm like, and that happens, unfortunately, a lot because there is a lot of information that you have to process.
Yeah.
I'm not a designer. I don't claim to basically be a designer. going through my certification with the NKBA to get the understanding of the design mind. Yeah, I could design a piece of furniture, but it comes into some of this stuff. It gets tough. There's a lot involved, yep. And I think people overlook that. So I never put myself in that position. But now, when they're like, say something designy, I'm like, it looks really cool.
Cool is the technical term in design if you really like it.
If you've lost, if you have no other word, that's really cool.
But, you know, Jeff,
it's amazing.
I'm going to give you a list of terms that,
pop of color.
That have meaning that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Evoke, inspire, homage. I got them all from you guys.
Wow.
Nice. And you know, this evokes the homage of evoking some inspiration.
But you know what? There is a whole design vocabulary, and it gets insane. And at the end of the day, all the fancy words aside, you want to give your client what they want. So, you know, because we're on TV, we've got to be able to vocalize this stuff and turn it into a good conversation and explain the story. And that's, you know, where the vocabulary part comes from. But
because you have to say something, because it's obvious there's purpose in what you do. Yeah. I mean, I'm giving you a hard time.
Absolutely.
But there's
can't be cool every time.
we can't do the old it's cool.
If you watch the first couple of episodes of Kitchen Cousins, when we just, you know, we've been on TV for 2 years, but the first like three episodes, absolutely amazing and pop of color. Yeah. If you did shots to those, you'd wind up dead. It's unbelievable.
The first season.
Like, there's got to be a college kid doing it, like a
We did. We had a college kid that tweeted us, like, listen, every time Anthony and John talk, if they say, like, pop of color or awesome or amazing, you take a shot. And I was like, what are we doing in the college world?
Well, we've got to take a shot at taking a break. Who wants these two guys to come back, these three guys to come back? Yes.
Okay,
we're moving in the wrong directions. We will be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Got my toes in the water, but in the sand, not a worry in the world, cold fear in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, the plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Genies and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete and tiles had their own prison bars. Like this life I've been living in.
Forget about putting anything away. Get your tools out.
Let's do it.
Game time.
Forget about it.
Hey, we're talking a little Philly, a little Jersey. Hey, how you doing? You know what I mean?
We brought East
good.
Coast
Thank
here.
You.
East Coast out there.
Yeah, we're all East Coast. What's up?
Yes.
That's when you give the old like that. It's the old.
I don't know.
That's it.
I'm afraid I'll get beat up in the alley. You're supposed to do it this way.
Now, Mark, you had a question that you want to ask.
Well, I am back with Jeff Devlin, DIY Network. Hey, I'm back.
Woo! Whee!
Anthony and John, cousins on Call HG TV.
Yes, sir.
Lightning round.
Oh!
This is my Fix It Up
Lightning round.
Lightning round.
This is where it gets interesting.
I'm nervous.
This is going to stretch.
I want to see the round girl.
Jeff's got like a 3-point stance. We're like, set down 22. Raise a red. I didn't even know any of that stuff.
Lightning round.
Jeff Devlin, impact driver or cordless drill driver?
Impact.
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 I'm an impact guy too, yeah.
Those are all correct answers.
Did
There's
you
no choice
handheld?
Involved. And now come the trick questions. Table saw or slide compound miter saw?
Table saw.
Oh, table saw.
I was a table saw.
Slide compound.
Slide compound.
The jigs you could make with a table saw, you could do anything.
Oh, that's a great answer. Cross-cut sleds?
Yes.
You got one of those angle things to make table legs?
I got like 80 jigs.
Wow. Okay.
I basically spent an afternoon or like a week. My wife was like, She would be working. The kids would be at school. And you know when you need to make something, you make the jig at that exact moment. Well, if you've got a little piece, a couple of extra, you know, a little time, and you've got a case of beer in the fridge, you can go out and make a couple of jigs.
Or 80.
And have some, yeah. And then what it does for you, the next time you go to build that, it's that much quicker and that much more efficient. And it's not like the jig has to be made out of gold. It's normally made out of MDF,
yep,
or a piece,
yep,
of plywood. It's simple.
But then at Jeff's shop, they're actually made out of, like, egg crates and, like, milk cartons.
Well, I was just going to ask you, is your shop... Like,
no, it's horrible. It's basically...
I still want to come and hang out.
I live in a 240-year-old house, so I have
awesome.
A one-car barn. Still smells like horses inside of it, but it's basically, there's holes in it, so when the wind's blowing, you feel it in the middle
of
winter.
That sounds as cool as a firehouse. I'm coming by you.
It's not that fancy. I'm not going to... Because there's all... everything's on wheels.
Doesn't need fancy to be fun, though.
No, and that's it. It's... When you go in the shop, it's just you want to create, you want to have fun, you want to build. And it's like a piece of, you know, it's solace. Well, I was thinking about a stripper pole in mine where you guys went with.
I guess if you want to go that route, we could definitely go that route.
You know, actually, we did a couple videos we didn't post from your place.
Right. I can only
there's a big G in HGTV, guys. You know what?
Like I'm at the...
You guys, in all honesty, they hijacked our
business.
We didn't even know what was going on.
We're upstairs
in the office. You guys are like, well, you're like,
they didn't know what was coming.
You got to do background checks.
They were coming to do an interview, and we brought Tim and his guitar, and we play music inside their office. We had the whole thing set up.
My dad's uncle comes in telling dirty jokes.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
What could that have been the best joke ever? We actually should have. You know, in all honesty, that would have been a great one to tape. We should have had that filmed.
We have the audio for that.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you can't make the guy up. He comes inside, he's like, you know, like these, what was it? These girls
I
kept
said,
me up all
night. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, oh, these girls kept me up all night. He's, God, I got no sleep. He's like, finally, I just woke up and let him out. I was like, Uncle Hank, what the heck?
The guy's like 85 years old. He's 85. No big deal.
You get the shock.
That's so good.
I mean, he went to school with Leonardo da Vinci. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, when you have a bunch of Italians together, that's what happens. It gets a little crazy sometimes.
Now, your energy level, you guys, all of you guys, is like super high.
It's called coffee.
So Jeff's medicated and you're genetically crazy. Okay. Good to know. When you're in these high pressure situations, you on DIY Network, mm-hmm, and I Hate My Bath, you guys Cousins on Call, you got emotional homeowners, you're not sleeping very much, you got to get a job done, and the line between you and freaking out is like right here.
Yes.
Do you have like tricks you play with yourselves, with each other, to kind of dial it back down and keep your sanity?
You just smile. You got to. I mean, it's everything's perspective.
Sure. I don't even have that gene.
Well,
he doesn't actually. No.
At the end of the day,
smile gene.
You know, we're not curing cancer, so you got to. It is about perspective, and we're giving these people great renovations at prices that are. I mean, you can't obtain. You know, this stuff.
Yeah.
You do a $100,000 renovation for $10,000. They're pretty stoked. So.
Not bad. Sure, better be. Or
that
that
takes the edge off right there.
Listen, at the end of the day, if it's one day, you know, one day over, I mean, there are those shows that have to be dead on, and your adrenaline is usually running so high that it just gets
done.
You don't know how you get it done, but you wake up the next morning and you're like, wow, we got a lot. You know, you hit this real catalyst moment in a renovation where it starts going downhill in a good way, and you're like, all right, we're on the downward slope, we're going to get it done, and... Man, everybody really pulls together on them.
Now, does that trickle into your home life, too? Like, you get home and you're like, we got to get all this stuff done. Or are you just like, oh, I just want to just lay down?
I don't. My fiance yells at me. She's like, you have to stop. She's like, please. Like, you come home at 7, 8 o'clock at night. She's like, you still want to work. I'm like, listen, you're in a high-paced business. When you get home, I just keep it going.
Tough to shut it off. Yeah.
It's tough to shut this off, but we have to.
We do. Oh. We have to.
Oh. Yes.
Mark has always got him.
Mark, you always got the good one-liners.
That's my job. That's all I'm allowed to say at home, so I have to be good at it. Cousins on Call, I Hate My Bath, My Fix It Up Life. We'll be right back.
Parking lot, I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Time couldn't have been much better. Looking for a place to go, somewhere I could just lay low, brave the storm and wait.
more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it the draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. So Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Those nights I don't know.
That add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more
about award-winning Da Vinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, K-Biz, in New Orleans, Louisiana, the Big Easy Crescent City.
Question for you.
Yes.
What year is it?
That's
a tough one.
It's
yeah.
always the times and the dates that crush me.
Yes. You know what? You even know what day of the week it is?
I'm not good with specificals.
Specificals. And the voice you hear is Amy Matthews, who knows what day it is.
I do. I think it's Friday.
I think you're correct.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Well played.
You just won a CD.
Oh,
Amy Matthews.
I just want to take the guy with the guitar home, and he can play for my whole family.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You should just have somebody.
JimWilliams.com.
I often have the fantasy of, you know, that sort of, it's like Frosty the Snowman or somebody like walking around narrating my life and singing a little song and make it happy. Do you know what I mean?
I haven't ever thought that, but I think it's a great idea.
Antonio Banderas character like in Evita where he just appears and he's just very sexy singing a song about your life.
You should get one of those for your house.
I know. Yeah, it would
absolutely.
Be a good addition.
Well, I've got some Frosty trivia and I'm going to adjust your microphone, Amy. Stand by. How's that? Very good.
Good.
Frosty was the best belly whopper in the whole world.
We have kids.
Lot of Frosty stuff.
Yeah.
Lot of reindeer and what else happens? I don't pay attention on most holidays.
Well, we're here with Amy and Chris, and they are talking about Home Advisor here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry
yes.
Show. And my husband is fascinated with you.
Okay.
Did he tell you why, Chris?
No, but I'd love to know.
Okay. So he says if there's anything that ever happens to me, you know where he's going to go?
No.
Match.com.
Okay. No match. Well, I was there for a long time. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
We've read your bio before you got to Home Advisor, and you were at Blockbuster.
Right.
You started chemistry and the food one.
Food one, Nutrisystem.
Nutrisystem.
You guys are talking about P90X. I know that.
So I read your bio. I want to eat better, watch a movie.
Right.
I can't do Match.com, so I want to make like a lab experiment at chemistry.com.
Perfect.
I always say that I want Mark and I to sign up separately to something like that and see if we get matched.
If the algorithms put you together.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
And if you didn't, what would you do about that?
I don't know.
That's a tough question. Don't ask.
I'm going to write into whoever develops Match.com and say, you know what? We're matched anyway. What's the deal with that?
Now,
that's a good point.
Now, Chris and Amy, check down on Home Advisor. What HomeAdvisor.com? What problems have you guys tuned into for referring homeowners and getting contractors together and making that work better?
Oh, we need a therapist. That's what
sure.
we're here
well,
for.
We need a couch.
You know, so it's a bit like dating, really, when you think about it. It's getting the right people together, right? So you've got to understand what the homeowner needs. You've got to understand what their project is, and you've got to figure out who's the right service professional to really help them with their particular needs. And that's what we do. We sit down and figure out what's your project and who can help you and can they help you right now. And that's the crux of what we do.
Mm-hmm. That is like such a good answer because who else is inside your bathroom or your kitchen or in your closet or, you know, your contractor? You don't let your
right.
lawyer in your bathroom and just poking around in your shower.
It's like dating.
Right?
If you make the right match, it's a perfect relationship.
And
you're
like,
both
you better
happy.
Watch out for that because if she goes on to find a plumber or a contractor and it's more likely that she'd get that match on Match.com, I think you might have a problem.
Well, I mean, take a look at me. I mean, there's going to be
gonna
like
get
one,
better than that,
one
really.
You know, the girl would show up to dinner and drinks and be like, just drinks, thanks, and you buy. Yeah, that's good. Nice shoes. I got to go. I just, building's on fire. So, but you've got, the other thing you've got at Home Advisor is the, I don't want to call it peer review, but customer review. So, you know, Mary A. from wherever has used this plumber or this contractor. Is there a way that you can actually measure how valuable and how much impact those reviews have to pull business towards a contractor to help people focus?
I go back to dating. It's much like a photo. If you have a profile and you have no photo, it's a lot harder. If you're a contractor, you need those reviews. People are looking for it. 75% of all people are going online and looking for reviews before they do anything, whether it's repair, maintenance, or even a big project. So it's critical. Those reviews tell consumers and homeowners, yes, someone's used them. I can read about what they've done. They're the right match for me.
Well, and I read that there's 2 million ratings on HomeAdvisor.
Right, we have over 2 million now.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Well, it's helpful. It's good. It's where the space is going. More and more, you know, restaurants, hotels, and service professionals, people are going online and looking for reviews. They want to know that someone else has used them. They want to be able to read and understand.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a contractor who works with a lot of homeowners, they're always asking me, how do I find a professional? And the one thing I found in my business was so challenging for people is they had to do all these background checks themselves. They had to go to the Better Business Bureau. I mean, you're letting this person in your home, like you said, in your bathroom, and your kids are there, and they might even have a key to your house, and you want to know that you're letting in a person who's totally credible, who has had financial, criminal background checks done on them, and who you're reading a review, not just a review on the service, but a review on that particular person that you're hiring. And there's so much time and effort that goes into what HomeAdvisor does is it takes it off the plate of the homeowner, which means that my clients can focus on their project, they can focus on their family, and they can focus on all those things that are important because these guys just took the legwork out of it.
Plus we give peace of mind with screening and approving. We screen and approve everyone in the network, so you don't have to worry about that. And that's a big deal. A lot of people want to know, you know, are they financially stable? Have they been screened for criminal? And we do all of that ahead of time. So it helps the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. One, I wouldn't pass. And two,
you would pass.
I would pass.
You
I'm
would
a nice
pass.
Boy. Amy, you've
be joke
got
reviews, though.
A young child at home.
I do.
And in all the stuff that you've done in your contracting business and on DIY Network, which you've got a huge body of work, and all these different projects, small, big, has the presence of a new life in your life sort of changed your approach to how you do projects?
Absolutely. Everything, well, number one is baby-proofing the house is a challenge in itself. It just takes forever. I thought, I think I should write a book on that because you think about design completely different. I keep putting the same thing down in the middle of the room that I like, this decor piece, and as soon as he wakes up and goes in there, he pulls the glass pieces off. And I was like, okay, so.
They'll hone in on the very thing you forgot. It's amazing. They will find that one
area.
They do. Area.
They find it. It's like they just gravitate towards the
stairs. I'm not supposed to go
there. Yeah.
I will. I'm into
yeah.
that.
Designed by baby.
Yeah.
So also
yeah.
as a mom, I think it's the time, and I think that's one thing that HomeAdvisor clients are probably looking for, too, is they don't have time to spend on all these other things. Our lives are so busy nowadays that you don't want to, you know, it's funny. Actually, yesterday, as I was coming to KBiz, I looked, or preparing to come this morning, we had a snowstorm. I mean, it's April. We had a snowstorm in Minnesota. It's ridiculous. And so there's 6 inches of snow flying. There's sleet. There's rain. There's everything. It's a disaster. I have a really steep driveway. And my husband is out of town, and I can't drive the tractor out there to get the snow plowed and get the salt down because the baby's in the house, and it's like forever. We have like 7 acres, so I can't like leave him in the house, and I'm there by myself. So I get online to try and find snow plow in my area. And do you know the first thing that came up? I started cracking up. It was HomeAdvisor. I found something through HomeAdvisor to like get the snow out of my driveway. So I actually had a good laugh.
That is fantastic. But I do want to say one thing, though.
Okay.
No, your husband is on an expedition right now.
Yeah, he goes
Did
to the Arctic, and
the
I get snowed on.
Did he send the snow to you? Like he like sort of just sort of wanted to share in the universe?
I think he might have. It's like beautiful, like 13, well, he thinks 13 degrees is beautiful. Sunny skies, there's mountains everywhere. They don't have a town for like 5 days in one direction or 5 days in another. He's in heaven, and we're getting snowed on.
What is he doing there? Because we saw a Twitter at DIY Matthews that he was gone, but I don't know what he's doing up there.
He is a professor at the University of Minnesota. He creates adventure learning projects. And so people can follow along in real time as these adventurers and explorers are out there interviewing people, interviewing elders, collecting traditional ecological knowledge of these villages and how things in that area are changing and how people are evolving.
Can you imagine going to a party
That's
with
so
these
cool.
two? They like ask you what you do, and you're like, nothing. I don't explore the Arctic. I'm not on TV.
Yeah.
I just do stuff.
I sit on my sofa and I eat chips.
I have a cube. That's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a picture of snow.
I walk up and down the stairs today in my house.
So even though I want to get back to homeadvisor.com, the most important question I have right now, this is mission critical, you own a snowplow.
Oh, yeah, a riding tractor. It's
riding
awesome.
Tractor snowplow. We're going to spend the rest of the interview on that. All detail.
Mark saw
fascinated with snowplow.
It was a dump truck with a snowplow on it. Garbage truck with a snowplow last year, and he hasn't stopped talking about it.
Yeah. You might need one. Do you have a big driveway?
No.
No, we don't need it.
We don't need
you
a dump
always
truck.
You need one.
We have a truck and a trailer. We don't need a dump truck. We don't need a snowplow.
Do you have a dump truck, too?
No.
No, you
but
don't
my
know.
Little guy that's 18 months old is fascinated with tractors. I have the feeling the first thing we'll get him instead of like a fancy car is probably a dump truck, which is fine with me.
Yeah, Mark's been shopping online for used dump trucks.
Put flames
actually,
on it.
I've got a friend doing it for me. I can't do it myself because I'll just buy one.
He'll get in trouble if I see him shopping for a dump truck, too.
Well,
we don't
so
need a
dump
truck.
What does a dump truck go for these days? Well, you know,
it depends. I mean, you know, geez. As it turns out, I just have a printout right here that I keep with me in my pocket.
But you saw one. It was like $10,000 or something, right?
They're all over the map.
Yeah.
You can buy all kinds of
not
used
bad,
stuff.
Really.
Not bad, really.
For a dump truck.
All the uses.
But we don't
Father
really
Day's
need
coming up.
We don't need one.
Father's Day coming up.
Do you have a website that you've developed for that?
For dump trucks?
Yeah, for marriage intervention.
No, but I can talk to the folks at Match and see if they can figure that out
for me.
The full cycle of life.
Yeah.
Well, get you together.
Because you can eat healthy.
Right.
You can find a contractor.
And you
can find true love.
Chris and Amy.
Yes.
At Home Advisor on Twitter, homeadvisor.com, facebook.com, Home Advisor. And check out Amy at amymatthews.com and DIY Matthews at facebook.com, DIY Matthews. Check us out. We gotta go. We'll be back with more from the Kitchen and Bath Show before my Fix It Up Life.
That's me. Pretty face looking back at me. Might be out of conversation piece. Might be another wasted memory that I'd like to wait.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android, or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
So glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. Might be my trip walking up to me. Might be the sunrise in a sky blue sea. Might be the odor of my front door key. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad you became my wife. This is my picture of life. Just a simple love was never. What do I say to you?
This is my fix-it-up life.